USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian forces pounded residential areas across Ukraine overnight as Ukrainian forces mounted a counteroffensive in hopes of taking back an occupied southern region. A Russian rocket attack on the city that is home to Ukrainian forces in the east killed 3 people and wounded 13 others Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry claims it's taken control of a village on the outskirts of Donetsk. The Kremlin, with the help of its forces and rebels that they've supported, is seeking to seize Ukrainian-held areas north and west of that city to expand the separatist self-proclaimed republic. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, among many of former President Trump's supporters, speaking out about the search on the Mar-a-Lago estate this week. She called the search a political persecution of the former president and accused Attorney General Merrick Garland of abusing his power. The comments come after the search warrant on Trump's estate was unsealed by a federal judge. This is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Salman Rushdie is still hospitalized after a stabbing attack at an event in western New York. The 75-year-old author suffered a damaged liver and severed nerves in an arm and an eye. The eye he is likely to lose. He remains on a ventilator and unable to speak, according to his agent last night. Rushdie's attacker, Hadi Matar, was due in court today to face attempted murder and assault charges. Rushdie has been the target of death threats for more than 3 decades for his novel, The Satanic Verses. Really bad drought happening in Italy right now. Lake Garda is near its lowest level ever recorded. Spots of previously underwater rocks in the country's largest lake are now exposed. Tourists flocking to the area for the start of a key summer-long weekend found a vastly different landscape than in previous years. Northern Italy hasn't seen significant rainfall for months. Its snowfall this year was down 70%. Many European countries are enduring droughts that have hurt farmers and shippers and prompted water restrictions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Federal investigators are looking into more workplace deaths at an E-Giant facility.
Federal work safety investigators are looking into the death of an Amazon worker and an injury that potentially led to the death of another employee, adding to a probe already underway following a fatality during the company's annual Prime Day shopping event in mid-July. The new Occupational Health and Safety Administration investigations are highlighting Amazon's injury rates and workplace safety procedures, which labor and safety advocates have long criticized as inadequate. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Police in Arlington, Virginia are looking into what caused a crash into a restaurant.
8 people were taken to area hospitals. Officials say 4 of those victims suffered critical injuries. The rest had non-life-threatening injuries. Mary Riley was tending bar when it happened, and she says she heard what sounded like an explosion, and all she could see was smoke and debris.
Pure panic just broke out, and everyone was screaming, get out the back, get out the back.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The family of country singer Naomi Judd asked the court to seal police records and recordings related to the investigation into her death. The petition in Williamson County Chancery Court in Tennessee said releasing the records would inflict significant trauma and irreparable harm. Judd died at her home in April. I'm Kenneth Burns.